The first responder on scene was actually Electinget Fire Chief Braden Tinker, who was driving home from a trip to Dillingham. Tinker called in reports as Dillingham volunteer firefighters were responding, including Assistant Fire Chief Malcolm Wright.
He said that at that time the house and the steam bath on the property were already pretty heavily involved, and fire was spreading through the woods toward the flats and towards another property further down Wood River Road.
Wright says the fire had spread to vehicles, boats, and other property in the yard and to a Nooshigak electric utility pole. The responders from Dillingham's volunteer department had their hands full, but other community members showed up and pitched in.
A few people who were going by stopped, and then KDLG put an announcement out, I understand, and we had a number, well over a dozen other community members who showed up and took hand tools and a backpack, water pumps, and worked together to contain that burning grass line.
Wright says that ahead of spring green-up, there's a high risk for grass and wildland fires, even after rainy days.
When the ground is wet and the trees are cool, they're not particularly flammable, but what the wildland fire folks call the one-hour fuels, that's the dry grass and light brush that with just even as little as an hour of strong sunlight can be fully dried out to the point of extreme flammability.
He says that dead, dry grass, even when there's not much of it, burns very hot and can quickly threaten structures and other property. Wright recommends property owners do a little spring cleanup around the yard.
The main thing is raking the dead grass back and also considering things like your wood piles next to the steam and next to the house.
The police have not determined the exact cause of Wednesday's fire on Wood River Road, but they do believe it started inside of a steam bath that was being used for storage. Officers were unable to find any witnesses at the scene who had information to provide Wednesday. The city of Dillingham has now put a burn ban back into effect until further notice. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.